You talked about the effect of tamoxifen in terms of development of new contralateral breast cancers, and specifically the fact that the way it sort of played out is what we might have expected, which is preventing ER-positive new cancers. But there's also been discussion about what kinds of second breast cancers you get based on the original ER.
Yeah.
If you have a first ER-positive, are you more likely that the second tumor is going to be ER-positive, ER-negative, same thing. What do we know about that at this point?
Well, there have been a few studies looking at concordance of primary and secondary cancers, which do point to a fairly strong concordance that if the first tumor is ER positive, the second tumor is much more likely to be ER positive as well. Of course, 80% of tumors are ER positive initially, so you need a lot of data to be certain about that. But the concordance does seem to be quite high, and it's also particularly true for the ER negative tumors. If your first tumor is ER negative, contralateral tumors are very often ER negative.
Any speculation about the biology of why that happens?
Well, I think the simple explanation for this is that the cancer process really is a long process. We know that it doesn't happen instantaneously and that there are field effects going on, that by the time one cell has become cancerous, there's a whole field of cells which have got a lot of the premalignant changes, which may determine the phenotype in terms of receptors. So wouldn't surprise me that this field effect would carry over to the contralateral breast.